Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Hebrews 10:26-31. Hebrews 10:26-31. If we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sins is left, but only a fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. Anyone who rejected the law of Moses died without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. How much more severely do you think someone deserves to be punished who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, who has treated as an unholy thing the blood of the covenant that sanctified them, and who has insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay," and again the Lord will judge his people. It is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. My theme for reflection is the seriousness of sin and the importance of perseverance in faith. When it comes to sin, we cannot afford to be apathetic or complacent. It is a matter of gravity that requires our highest attention. Likewise, when embracing faith, perseverance must not falter, but remain strong like a towering oak tree rooted deep in its foundation. For only then can the soul withstand the storms that may come forth with unrelenting fury. Hebrews 10:26-31 sounds a warning to those who choose to knowingly persist in wrongdoing after being enlightened with the truth. Underscoring this message, it stresses that no atonement will be made for their sins if they willingly and obstinately disobey divine commandments. The passage further accentuates God's gravitas by regarding him as an all-consuming blaze, ready to smite any person who dares reject his teachings without recompense or mercy. Dearest companions in this faith journey, this eloquent passage serves as a reminder of the immense gravity of our actions and choices, highlighting the importance of unwavering commitment in our faith to avoid succumbing to purposeful transgressions. The author's message resounds with an urgent call for genuine repentance and unshakable resolve towards relinquishing any patterns or impulses that lend themselves to sinful behavior. The knowledge and wisdom that may be gleaned from this text are twofold in nature. The first is to embrace a solemn attitude towards sin. Do not belittle its impact or dismiss it with ease. It is vital to recognize the enormity of our actions and their reverberations. Number two, persist in your faith. We are urged to withstand and endure any difficulties or seductions that may come our way, remaining steadfastly devoted to Christ. This heartfelt reminder reinforces the fact that genuine disciples of Jesus must lead lives imbued with submission and uprightness. I have two questions for reflection. 1. In what ways am I passionately exerting effort towards refraining from succumbing to temptation and steering clear of intentional wrongdoing in my journey? Number 2. Do I verily endeavor to seek true contrition upon realizing my shortcomings, or do I merely fabricate rationalization for my conduct? Dear Lord, we come before you humbly, acknowledging our tendency to stray from your path and succumb to sin. Please grant us the strength, wisdom, and discernment needed to resist temptation and make choices that honor you. Help us cultivate a heart of repentance wherever we stumble, always seeking your forgiveness and guidance on our journey of faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.